As part of efforts to bolster growth in the tourism sector, the government through the Ministry of Tourism will be partnering with the National Export-Import Bank to provide a $500 million loan facility to the sector's small and medium-sized service providers. We learn more about this loan facility on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
28 million people visited the Caribbean, and we earned $30 billion US dollars from that exercise. And at home in Jamaica, last year, 3.7 million people visited, and we earned $2.5 billion. The $2.5 billion that we earned, perhaps about $600 million of that remains, because the inputs of tourism are by and large imported. The linkage team, all of us are tasked to reduce that leakage. Plug the hole.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett speaking at a recent Tourism Linkages Network strategy session. The government has introduced yet another facility through which local manufacturers and business owners, large and small, can access financing to expand their operations. This is part of efforts to empower them to help reduce imports into the tourism sector.
We are in the process of finalizing the agreement with the Exim Bank to provide this $500 million that would be on lent to small and medium tourism entities for providing these tourism services as per the network. So what we're saying is that we will be enabling financing up to $25 million per person or per group or per company to build out their capacity to supply for tourism.
The fund will be a revolving one to ensure that it is sustainable. Priority will be given to providers in the subsectors of health and wellness, knowledge, shopping, and sport and entertainment, which are being given focus as part of the drive to grow tourism. Of the subsectors identified as having growth potential, particular focus is to be placed on increasing shopping amongst cruise ship visitors.
The average cruise expenditure in the Eastern Caribbean and the Southeastern Caribbean, particularly the U.S. Virgin Islands and Saint Martin and so on, represents some $300. We are at 74.
As such, keen focus will be placed on encouraging MSMEs to create value-added goods and services that will incline visitors to spend more while on vacation, creating an instant boost to the GDP.
Shopping is the second largest attraction for tourism globally. And in the Caribbean region, Jamaica lags far behind in terms of shopping and in terms of earnings from shopping. Cruise is going to step up by shopping. So the shopping network that we have is going to create that new thrust to enable a higher spend from the cruise visitors into the destination.
The ministry is also encouraging local entrepreneurs to increase the range of entertainment offerings available to tourists. He adds that reggae must become a more central feature of the Jamaican tourist experience to ensure that tourists appreciate its significance to the country and are able to communicate this to other potential visitors.
So when you come to Jamaica, it must not be possible for you to leave without you have a first-class treatment of reggae. So festivals and musical presentations and large events, we're interested in that, but we're interested in that as part of a product, not as a single item that is being done today and not done tomorrow. This is what we want, to cut down on this huge import bill, right, and to make sure the dollar stays here as much of it as possible. We have to build our capacity to supply. We have a target of $5 billion earnings by 2021 and 5 million arrivals. And that challenge is only going to be met if the linkages work.
Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.